On December 18th, 2024, Tesla stock reached an all-time high of $488.54, with a market cap of $1.57 trillion. By March, however, Tesla would experience one of the worst crashes in the company's history. On March 11th, 2025, Tesla stock reached a staggering low of $217, with a market cap of $697 billion. AKA, Tesla lost $873 billion in market value within just 83 days. The company has seen 7 straight weeks of losses, and this isn't just the stock market being overly pessimistic. Tesla's fundamentals are collapsing just as quickly. Tesla sales in Europe are down on average 45%, and in Germany, they're down as much as 76%. Things seem to be getting worse and worse for the EV brand, and it all comes back to one person, Elon Musk. Not only has his personal net worth dropped by $130 billion this year alone, but he seems to be the direct cause of all of this. His involvement in the Trump administration has unfortunately brought a lot of negative attention towards Tesla. I don't think that's the whole story. There's more to Tesla's decline, as they've been in trouble for a while. What makes all of this so interesting is how it contrasts Tesla's growth in the first place. Tesla has always been tied to Elon Musk, but the extent of it is fascinating. Automakers naturally have a proportion of car sales that are reinvested into advertising as well as research and development. In 2021, Chrysler spent $784 per car on R&D and $664 on advertising. Ford spent $1,186 per car on R&D and $468 on advertising. Tesla, however, spent $2,984 per car on R&D and zero on advertising. In fact, Tesla has done practically no traditional advertising ever. Yet, at this time, they were ranked as the fastest growing brand, not just in the automotive industry or in the United States, but the fastest growing brand in the world. Tesla had one of the largest organic marketing campaigns ever, growing through word of mouth and association of Elon instead of the usual commercials. This was the plan all along. Some of you will know that Musk didn't found Tesla. He was brought in at the beginning to be an investor and eventually CEO. He was the leader, but technically his compensation was also their marketing budget. His tweets, press events, and public personality being a rising billionaire and the CEO of both SpaceX and Tesla have propelled Tesla into the stratosphere. Almost all of it was Elon. In a way, it was a competitive advantage. No other automotive company had an eccentric celebrity billionaire CEO like Elon, at least not one that people cared about. In fact, in 2020, Tesla dissolved their US public relations team entirely. The brand is entirely tied to Musk, and for most of Tesla's history, this has been a genius strategy. But recently, that has changed. For most of Tesla's life, Elon has been remarkably neutral, or maybe subdued is the better word. He's had controversy for sure, like when he called and yelled at a Tesla employee who missed one day of work to be there for the birth of his child, or when he implied that he had funding secure to take Tesla private. But for the longest time, he didn't have such strong political connotations. Today, things couldn't be more different. Musk had a heavy involvement in the 2024 Trump campaign, posting his support on Twitter, attending rallies with Trump, and donating $288 million to the Trump campaign. Yet, all of that was nothing compared to what happened next. On November 12, 2024, Trump announced that Elon will lead the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE.
Wake-up call for me was looking at seeing that the interest payments on the national debt exceeded the Defense Department budget, and that was only growing over time, which meant if we didn't do something about this, then there won't be any money for anything.
The point of DOGE is to cut down on government waste, and some of that naturally means laying off federal staff. Elon even sent a government-wide email asking every employee for bullet points on what they actually did in the past week. Though, while some departments asked their employees not to respond, all of this has caused a massive stir. Some people love Elon's involvement and others hate it. One thing is for sure, all of this comes back to Tesla. On March 10th alone, Tesla shares dropped by 15%, the largest drop for the company in 5 years. So what's actually happening here? People who want to protest Elon and Doge don't go to the White House or any government buildings. They go to Tesla. Many customers, including celebrities, are even selling or donating their Teslas in protest. But what's interesting is that it's not just America. Tesla sales are falling globally. Remember how sales dropped 76% for Tesla in Germany? Well, that was actually against a backdrop of EV sales growing 30% year over year. Less than 1,500 new Teslas were registered in the country in February. They also saw a 50% drop in Portugal and a 45% drop in France, with similar figures in Sweden and Norway. It's not entirely universal, as sales are up 20% in Britain, but across the board, things are down for the company. Whether you like Elon or hate him, lean left or right, you can't deny the direct correlation between his popularity and Tesla's popularity. If you wanted a Tesla, you probably wanted the new, trendy, flashy EV, or wanted it for the sake of the environment. As a consequence, many Tesla owners were rich, left-leaning, environmentally conscious people. And these are the people who are most likely to oppose Elon's activity in the Trump administration.
President Trump is vowing to buy a Tesla after the company's stock plunged. Critics blame CEO Elon Musk's focus on his White House role for the stock slide, while protesters are targeting Tesla dealerships across the country.
It's impossible to deny that Elon's position in Doge has directly impacted Tesla, dramatically at that. But I think it's not the only thing. There's something else going on, as things have been unraveling at Tesla for a while. As Tesla struggles with bloated expectations, here's a product that embraces simplicity from today's sponsor, the Extra Wallet. Most wallets are bulky, overstuffed, and outdated. Extra fixes that. Their wallets are slim, RFID protected, and built around this one-click pop-out system that fans your cards out instantly. It's clean, fast, and super satisfying to use. My personal favorite, and the one I actually use, is the Cardholder Pro. It's even slimmer than the standard wallet and is made from aluminum. If you want the most minimal and sleek option, this is the one to get. It comes with a lifetime warranty, and Extra offers plenty of color and design choices, so you can find the right style for you. You can also drop in Extra's Finder card for iOS or Tracker card for Android, and just like that, your wallet becomes trackable from your phone. Leave it behind at a coffee shop, you'll know exactly where it is. If you're into clean design and carrying less, check out Extra at the link below. Extra is offering up to 30% off until May 19th, plus an extra 10% off with code LOGIC. Thank you to Extra for sponsoring this video. In the first quarter of 2022, Tesla had 74% of the US EV market, an insane figure, but now they hold 44%. Their hold on the industry has slipped. This didn't happen overnight or even during Elon's involvement in the presidential campaign. Almost every single quarter since 2022, aside from one, Tesla's market share has fallen, and this trend has been happening for a while. Other companies have begun taking ground, some of them fast. Honda, for example, exploded onto the scene and has already taken over 5% of the US EV market in just 1 year. Tesla's earnings also tell us something interesting. They exploded over the past few years from $20 million in profit in 2019 to almost $14 billion in 2022. But from there, things began to decline every year. In 2024, Elon even sent a company-wide email saying that 10% of staff would be laid off, or about 14,000 people. Tesla has been on a downtrend for some time. It's not just them. The EV market is not what people thought it was. Despite Joe Biden aiming to make half of all new cars EVs by 2030, the public had other plans. People just aren't buying EVs, and companies like Volkswagen and others have invested hundreds of billions for lukewarm demand and have even seen sales decrease. Why? A few reasons, like charging infrastructure, but the biggest, in my opinion, is price. In November 2023, the average price paid for a new EV was $52,345, 18% more expensive than the average non-luxury car. EVs are expensive, at least in the West, and the tax credit being removed isn't gonna make things any better. This brings us to another problem Tesla is facing. With their US market share at about 45%, how much do you think they have globally? 30%? Maybe 25%? No, it's barely 10%. Globally, BYD, a rising Chinese brand, has more than doubled their market share to 22%. Tesla used to hold a tight grip on EVs, but now China has surpassed them. Why? Prices. Chinese EVs are far, far cheaper, and their prices have been dropping consistently. As a result, Tesla had to cut prices too, reducing the Model 3 by 6% and the Model Y by 11%, even though BYD only dropped by 5%. Across the board, Chinese car prices have been dropping by up to 9%, even though they were already low to begin with, because Chinese manufacturing is exceptionally efficient. Companies try to keep as much of it in-house as possible, with less reliance on suppliers. Their supply chains are tight, keeping transportation, logistics, and shipping costs as low as possible. Not only that, the EV environment in China has been extremely supportive and stable. Unlike many Western governments, the Chinese government has offered long-term, consistent subsidies for EV companies, as well as lower interest loans. This is exactly what a maturing industry or maturing technology looks like. It becomes more widespread, and as companies figure it out, the price goes down and it becomes more accessible. The same thing happened with mobile phones and computers and even the very first cars. Except in this case, it's happening in China and not exactly in the United States. And I'm not gonna sit here and say that none of this is Tesla's fault. In fact, I think Musk and Tesla have made a few missteps over the past couple of years. While the world was trying to move towards more standardized and affordable EVs, Tesla took a wildly different direction. The Cybertruck caught everyone's attention. It looked like a sci-fi vehicle or something from a low-poly video game. But despite the huge amount of attention it brought Tesla, this thing became a PR nightmare. The car released with problems on top of problems on top of problems. Many owners had to take it back into the shop and didn't see it for weeks. It had all kinds of crazy selling points, like being bulletproof, yet it seems like Tesla didn't think through a lot of its design. Sure, new cars can have issues on launch, but even the things the Cybertruck was supposedly built for, it couldn't do. Despite being built for any planet, it broke if you took it through a car wash without setting it on the car wash mode. That's not to mention the rust. But those problems are nothing compared to this. Apparently, this was because some soap used in the assembly caused it to go loose, and Tesla recalled almost 4,000 Cybertrucks. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Fisker, another American EV company, released a car with about as many problems as the Cybertruck, and they went bankrupt. But that's not all. Musk's recent political involvement has another group worried for different reasons. When Musk went on to Joe Rogan recently, there was something totally absent from the conversation. Elon talked a lot about politics, but didn't discuss Tesla at all. No business strategies, future plans, growth, or anything. Shareholders and investors are concerned that Elon, still the CEO of Tesla, isn't worried about the company anymore or worried about its growth. The psychological impact on investors is real. Tesla has long been a high volatility stock, but a 50% implosion over a short period tests even the most steadfast believers. So, with all that being said, what does Tesla do now? They're in a difficult position with the protests, boycotting, and Musk's polarizing activities. So, what does the future look like for Tesla? We've never seen such an intense association between the CEO and the company. We've definitely had some strong contenders like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Mark Zuckerberg, but none of them can compare to Elon. Most of these guys became famous after their company succeeded. Elon is the only situation in which his own personal fame largely helped Tesla become successful. Not only is Tesla tied up to him for their growth and awareness, but his polarizing stance has made even owning a Tesla seem like a political stance. And that, I think, is the real issue. That's why Tesla sales are falling off a cliff. Tesla used to just be about the car, with some association with Elon Musk. Even if you didn't like him, you could still like the car. The problem with Tesla now is that it's no longer about the product. It's almost a stance of being pro-Elon or against Elon. Some people love that, but I'd rather just have a car that is just that, a car. Most people don't want to worry about drawing unwanted attention or even violence just for the thing they drive to work. But I will note, this has also somehow caused the inverse effect. People who would have otherwise never bought a Tesla are now buying them. We saw this a bit with the Cybertruck, which largely attracted customers who just wanted a unique car. But in a way, whether they like it or not, this has become the entire Tesla brand. People who love Trump are now quite likely to approve of Tesla. But will this be enough? I mean, just looking at the US election results, there's definitely a lot. But the question is, how many people who lean right will buy them? I honestly don't know. Maybe this has been part of Elon's plan all along. Though that's an extremely risky strategy which has cost a lot of people a lot of money. I think Tesla in some capacity saw the EV slump coming. They've been investing heavily into AI and robotics like the Tesla Optimus, which are literal sci-fi robots. Not to mention the new EV driverless robotaxis. But for now, they are still an EV company and they need to do something. Do they separate from Elon Musk despite him making the brand famous by association? If they did, they would need to reinvent their entire marketing strategy and, at this point, part of the Tesla brand. I also think Elon needs to reassure investors and customers his commitment to Tesla, as they're starting to get cold feet. Either way, whatever they do right now is about to define the entire future of the company. But then again, that's the case with the rest of the EV industry as well. After seeing Tesla's success, Volkswagen decided to go all in on EVs, betting over $100 billion, but this has completely backfired. Check out this video to see how Volkswagen has been handling their own EV crisis. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.